And you're listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM.
Okay, there you heard Junkie XL featuring Dave Gahan with Reload. That's off a recent album of Junkie XL stuff, working with loads of cool and new artists. Right, tonight, this is your mixture of goth, alternative, EBM. Yep, your mix, your fix, your monthly dose of electronic stuff from myself, Nige, and Steph over there producing. Okay, so what have we got coming up in the show? We have lots of old stuff. We've got things like Tori Amos on The Cult coming up later on the show, and we've got new stuff. We've got things like KMFDM and God Module and Void Construct. So, yeah, a nice mixture. And we've also managed to catch up with Bebon Beton backstage at Bradford Rio's a couple of weeks back when they played. So we've got an interview with them coming up in the show. So stay tuned, and I hope you have fun. Now, I think we've got some KMFDM for you. We'll be right back. Okay, you're listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard that Sulphur with Misery, and before that you heard KMFM with Preach Pervert. A couple of nice shouty noisy songs to get you in the mood for tonight. Okay, right, here's a quick roundup of the kind of club nights in the Yorkshire region, basically. We've got coming up on July the 5th, in fact, Dead Stars at Bradford Uni. It's at the Escape Bar. It's a good, nice, industrial, alternative EBM night. Lots of bouncy tracks, lots of friendly people. Get down there, lots of fun. On the 28th of June, there's Implant in Huddersfield, which, again, a nice, noisy, electronic night over in Huddersfield. Good to get out to. Again, lots of friendly people. And, of course, we've always got the big night of the area, which is the Wendy House at Leeds Uni, with its mutate room for the...
I haven't been there for ages.
I've not managed to get there. We missed last month due to being in Bradford seeing Be Born Better, so... hopefully we'll get there at some point again in the near future. But yeah, that's, if you don't know, that's a huge, big, alternative room with lots of 80s cheesy stuff, and then the mutate room with lots
the banging
of
stuff.
Banging electronic stuff. You'll find us, me and Steph, bouncing between the two on the nights we actually get down there. That's a good monthly night. Okay, right, I think we've now nattered on about nights for long enough, so here's Carrie Newman.
Bye.
Okay, you're listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. Right, that you heard just then, Kraftwerk with The Model, a classic old track, and before that, Down in the Park from Gary Newman. So there you had a couple of nice oldies, kind of birth of the electronic age, I like to feel it was. Okay, now here we've got an interview with Big Ron Betton that we got when we met them at Rapid Rio's. I'm back here, here backstage at Rio's with Big Ron Betton. Hello guys, how are you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing okay.
Right, I've got some questions for you. About songwriting, do you write your songs first and then apply the technology, or do you go straight to the sequencer and the technology and then start writing the songs? How does it come about?
It's like first I have a kind of piano sound on my keyboard. And I play along because I believe that when a song is good on a piano, then it's a good song. I mean, when it works that way, it should be okay. So and then we come up with whatever.
Okay. A friend of ours once said, if you cannot recognize a song played on a guitar or on a piano, it's probably not a song.
Do you start with the lyrics and then the music, or do you start with the tunes and then fit lyrics to them, or is it kind of both at once? Does it kind of all...
It depends. Very often it's that I have an idea for the music first and then the lyrics come on it. But when I play the music, I have something in my mind, and that is what I describe to the singer, and he makes the lyrics out of it. I mean, he gives birth to words for it. The thing is that songwriting changed within the last 13 or 14 years we're doing this. So now sometimes it happens that I alone play something on my piano sound, and then when he visits me, I say, what do you think of this? And then so this harmonic fits together with I thought of this, and then it happens. And when I once heard I heard an interview with Erasure, and I was a bit surprised that they started with a guitar at the beginning. That was some years ago. That they sit down there and they try it on the guitar, and then when it's good, they go and record it upstairs in the studio. I thought, like, huh, what is this? But somehow our way writing songs changed a kind of similar way. So. It's the best way to do it.
Where do you get your best ideas from?
Actually, there's no main theme that we are hooked on or something. It can be everything, like, yeah, things that we see when we walk around or something. Mostly it's like when we get together and have fun. Usually we meet, trying, okay, let's do some music, but first we go to a Mexican restaurant and we start talking and get drunk and everything, yeah, and then he tells me about what he encountered last 2 weeks, and yeah, I saw this and that, and so we get into talking and developing things, and it can be everything that surrounds us, or maybe just fiction, everything.
Right.
Everything that... interesting in that, yeah, life.
Okay.
And I'm collecting, I have a little Palm Pilot, and I'm collecting thoughts. So sometimes, I don't know, I have very silly thoughts, and sometimes I have some more lyrical things. And so I write down both of it.
Okay, is there a reason for not playing more gigs in the UK? I think I've seen you twice now in the UK, about 2 years ago at Infest and tonight. So are you not interested in more doing, say, 3 or 4 gigs when you come over, or this does seem to have been a one-off this time?
Yeah, we are always interested in gigs outside of Germany, because it's fun and the people are fun, and yeah, it's like a holiday. And so if we're invited, we definitely want to come.
Next time we want to do some more gigs in a row, which is much more reasonable, like flying over with equipment or whatever. But last year we have been touring the US we had 15 concerts in a month, and that was all over the place. And so this this year we want to concentrate on really new stuff. We already did some new songs and we want to produce it somewhere. And next year we want to tour wherever. We'll see. I mean, we have very many people from the U.S. want us to tour there again. So I don't know. And in Germany we have not toured there for quite a while. So yeah, too much for a little artist like us.
You said you'd been recording some new songs. Are we expecting some new a new album from you recently? Soon, I mean.
Soon is a word which is very, I don't know, is relative, but we already wrote lots of songs and we are very satisfied with it, but we have to produce it first and we want to take our time that it should be a blast. So probably, I don't know, beginning next year, end of this year, I can't tell a date.
Okay, all right.
Our contract with our former record company expired, so we are free now to choose whatever offer we can get. So we're gonna go shopping with a couple of demo tracks and see what happens.
Okay, so it could all change in the near future. Stuff could come out, or it could be a while.
It is our old record company is still interested in us, but we thought that after working for quite a while with them together, maybe it's a good choice to a good idea to look around a little bit. So whatever, but we don't want to think about marketing or whatever. We want to do the music first and then see what happens.
Okay. Are there any other kind of bands in this scene that you're excited about? Any up and coming acts or artists that you think are worth mentioning, maybe?
I think when you've been doing music for such a long time, it's not so easy being impressed by new stuff. Maybe it's just being impressed by people recapturing the ancient spirit of 80s music or something like that, because that's very, very big in Germany right now, the retro electronic thing. And there's one band from America that I really like a lot because they don't sound very, very new, but they sound really old, but in a good way, and I think that's quite cool, and they're really good live. And that's the Fane from America. They're sounding like a little bit of old Cure with old Duran Duran with cool electronics.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but other than that, in our scene, there's nothing to be excited about anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's absolutely great. Cheers. Okay, and that was Vibon Beton. Okay, now we really should get on with some more music, I think. Here's some God Module.
Do you hear it? Do you hear it? Do you hear it? Listen. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? Do you hear it? Listen.
I'm sorry.
This is Joachim Montelius from Covenant, and you are listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM.
Okay, there you heard Front 242 with Together, and before that you heard Void Construct with Carcinogen, and before that you heard God Module with As the Night Falls. Both me and Steph are really still excited about seeing God Module at Infest coming up later this year. August Bank Holiday Weekend. Get yourself there. If you like this kind of music, if you like listening to what we're playing on this show, get yourself down there. It's a whole weekend full of it. It's absolutely fantastic. Lots of great bands. You're going to discover loads and loads of bands.
Don't forget that, like, V&V Nation are, like, headlining, which is also one of our...
one of our faves. Indeed, yeah. Basically, check out www.infest.org.uk for more details. All the latest news and lineup information is there. But, yeah, get yourself down there. It's a cheap weekend, but it's loads of fun. Okay, coming up, I think we need a bit more chilled-out female vocals now. So here's some Clairvoyant.
Deeper than me.
Sangria by Torinos, and before that you heard Deep by Clairvoyant. Speaking of Clairvoyant, Victoria Lloyd, the singer, has teamed up with Clint Sands from Cupcake Box to form a new band called Monochrome. Well, it's a side project actually, and they've just signed to Cryonica Records, and as soon as they release anything, I know it's going to be good.
It's definitely going to be good. I'm really looking forward to hearing that kind of stuff. So, yeah, no, that's going to be banging. So we'll get that to you as soon as we get our hands on any. As soon as they release some, to be honest. Okay, right. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed the mixture of stuff we've had tonight. You can always check out playlists and show archives from our website, which is www.darkassimilation.org. You can also give us feedback on the message board, you know, drop us a line about tracks you want to hear, or basically any feedback you want to give us about this whole show. Tell us that you like us, tell us that you hate us, whatever, we don't care. Just talk to us, we like being talked to. Okay, right, we're going
to
leave you
We also want to know...
Go on.
Who listens to us?
Yes, yes, tell us, admit it. Admit it on our message board. Okay, right, I think it's time to say goodbye, but we're going to leave you with some classic stuff from The Cult.